Thank you. I'll wait.
Hello.
I just heard her say that the governor has lost his line and she's going to get him back.
There you are.
Hello?
Mr. Ambassador?
Yes?
Thank you, sir. Stevenson on 9-1.
All right, I'll just try and sign this book, honey. If I don't answer you right quick, I'll leave.
I'm sorry, sir.
Me, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Mr. President?
Yes.
The other day you asked me about what I'd do about some of these cases like Panama.
No.
I thought before you went down to Mexico, I should find out what was going on, report it to you. I just had a call from the Costa Rican who says the meeting between Chiari and Orlik is going on now on the west coast of Costa Rica, that they won't have any report until tomorrow, but that it's very clear that Chiari is interested in getting out of the dilemma by a formula of words like I suggested to them here several weeks ago. The language is the parties agree to appoint negotiators to discuss and review.
Cut out that word negotiators. We don't want that. We're not negotiating anything new.
Well,
we just had two or three blow-ups about that because they give a connotation to it that they're going to make a new treaty with us.
No, well, I think this is avoids this. The language is the parties agree to appoint negotiators to discuss and review all aspects of U.S.-Panama relations, including canal zone treaties. Now,
we could have agreed with them on that, Governor, the first day. We just, we thought the two things gave us a lot of trouble, and we conferred with a lot of folks, and they just blew up at it. One is, we don't want to leave the impression we're going to rewrite a treaty.
Do you think this leaves that impression?
Yeah.
To discuss and review?
Yeah, including the treaties. We just say we will.
It doesn't say rewrite or anything. It just says discuss and review.
Mm-hmm. Well, we say we will talk to them about anything, anywhere, anytime that affects our relations, period. We just don't want to get into the words of treaties and negotiations because they, when they interpret it in the Spanish language, they come in and.
That was when the word was used to negotiate, negociar. This is not, doesn't say to negotiate. All aspects of the U.S. It says negotiators to discuss all aspects. I think it's would be entirely tolerable, and I really wish you'd consider it.
All right, I will. But
before you reject it, and also, I would also strongly urge you to get this thing disposed of if you can, and not prolong it unduly.
Governor, I'm not prolonging it at all. They're the ones we've said to them the 30 minutes after it happened that we would be very glad to discuss anything, anywhere, anytime that affected our relations, period. But we're not going to sit down with pre-commitments on revising or renegotiating a treaty.
There's no pre-commitment involved in this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
When Smitty says to discuss and review all aspects, I don't see that there's any commitment there to renegotiate at all.
I think they interpret it that way, Governor. I think that's what man will find when you put it in their language. And I'll take that language and go over it with them, but I don't...
The department has sent me a message saying that this language would be satisfactory if there was added to it without prior commitments.
Yeah.
I think this is just rubbing their nose in it again, and just prolongs the darn thing, and I don't really see why that's necessary.
I couldn't get to one line of a treaty. If I use the word treaty or negotiate in there, I just got a war And we got to have whatever treaty we write, we got to have it ratified, you know. We just, it's not a single-handed operation.
Well, you've been always willing to discuss the treaty.
That's right, and that's...
Well, that's all this says.
Well, then just cut it out. Just get out the words. That's it. If they're just willing to say that, well, we can go with them in a minute. We'll discuss anything, anywhere, anytime that affects any of our relations, period. Now, that's about as broad as you can make it.
Well, I thought this was language, put that in form.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't because when they go to negotiating and when they go to rewriting those treaties, they come down, the first thing that means to them is you take the perpetuity clause out. And we had Tom Mann down there debating this very primary, there may be a word or two difference, but the same thing that hung them up when they were down there for a week or 10 days. Then when they came back and the OAS came in, we called all the congressional leaders in. We didn't find one. Not one that would accept.
I understand that when you use the word to negotiate. But this doesn't say to negotiate. This says to discuss and review.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was exactly what we were trying to get. And if you could, if they would settle on this basis, I would think you'd be well out of this one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I would just urge you to consider it and not to insist on this additional language of the State Department's without prior commitments, which puts it right back at the context it was in when we began this long order.
I don't think you can go much farther or much more generous to them than our statement that we will discuss anything, anywhere, affecting our relations. And that's about as unlimited as you can be without getting into language that is distasteful to our people.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign relations people. They just won't take it, and you can't sell it to one human being. And you put that in the envelope and airmail it on down here to me, and I'll see that they go into it. And when we hear from the Costa Rican president what they have to suggest, well, we'll come back at them again. But we're willing to go just to...
Now, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but I'll be in touch with them every hour.
Well, yes, I send it down to
yeah,
you down
just
out,
right
out there?
Just send it to me here.
At the
right,
department?
Right here, yeah. Because they're in constant teletype with me.
Yeah. All right, well, do consider this pretty carefully before you turn it down.
Well,
you would.
I will.